On Friday's front page, Greek political leaders agreed on a package of harsh austerity measures. Now the country's lenders are checking to see that all the conditions are being met. In this country, the achievement gap between rich and poor kids is widening. The difference on SAT tests is now about 140 points. And we'll look at how San Diego turns treated wastewater into drinking water. If other places did that, it could enlarge the nation's water resources by 27%. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Europe breathed a sigh of relief after Greece agreed to new austerity measures. But Times reporter Rachel Donadio tells us there's not much celebrating in Athens.
We've been here before, but this time things are much more intense, in many ways much more volatile, and much more is at stake. On March 20th, Greece has a 14.4 billion euro bond that comes due. If it doesn't pass the austerity measures, it won't get the aid it needs. If it doesn't get the aid, it can't pay the bond. If it doesn't get the bond, it will default. Now, these measures are harsher than many of the ones we have seen before. They include more tax hikes. They include a loosening of job protection in the public sector, which has really been a sacred cow. One of the problems here is that Greece's foreign lenders have said Greece hasn't reformed enough. Politicians here are seen as somewhat irresponsible. They haven't done the reforms they're supposed to do, but they're essentially saying that they're being asked to choose between bankruptcy and poverty.
Times reporter Rachel Donadio. Also on Friday's page one, the achievement gap between rich and poor children in this country is widening. That threatens to dilute the equalizing effects of education. The single most important predictor of success in the workforce is finishing college. The gap there has grown by about 50% since the 1980s. That's according to researchers from the University of Michigan. The gap on SAT tests is getting wider as well. In the 1970s, it was about 100 points. Since then, it's jumped another 40%. When the Obama administration announced its decision requiring religiously affiliated hospitals and universities to cover birth control in their insurance plans, the nation's Roman Catholic bishops were ready to fight it. They'd already recorded a video of Archbishop Timothy Dolan even before President Obama called to tell him what the decision was. The bishops see the decision as a direct hit on religious freedom. Mitt Romney spent more than an hour with leaders of the conservative movement. Friday's Times says it was a closed-door prequel to the Conservative Public Action Conference in Washington. Romney will use a speech there to reassure social conservatives and evangelicals that they are part of the coalition he's building. Rick Santorum spent Thursday in Oklahoma. Times reporter Manny Fernandez says Santorum is telling audiences his main rival is not Romney, but President Obama. This comes after Santorum's wins in the Minnesota and Colorado caucuses and the Missouri primary. If you take wastewater and make it into clean drinking water, will the yuck factor keep people from accepting it? San Diego has been doing it for 12 years, and with climate change reducing water supplies in the Southwest, more cities are looking into what's called reclaimed water. A new report from the National Academy of Sciences says that if coastal communities treated their wastewater, it would enlarge the nation's water resources by 27%. Inside Friday's Times, five big banks reached a $26 billion deal to limit foreclosure abuses. The banks will reduce loans for about 1 million borrowers who are underwater. Another 750,000 people who were foreclosed on from 2008 through 2011 will get checks for about $2,000 apiece. Federal Housing Secretary Sean Donovan says the deal calls for new standards for servicing loans that, in his words, will force banks to clean up their acts.
No more lost paperwork, no more excuses, no more runaround. And this is just one step in making sure we right the wrongs of this crisis.
Nine other loan servicers are now in talks to join the pact. 10 states are getting waivers from the No Child Left Behind law. The White House says it's granting the waivers because No Child Left Behind is driving what it called the wrong behavior, including teaching the test. No Child Left Behind has been up for renewal since 2007. The White House says Congress should fix the problems in the law. New Mexico was the only state that applied for a waiver that didn't get one. 28 other states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, have all signaled that they too will ask for waivers. Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman says oil-rich Sudan is locked in a game of brinksmanship with its breakaway neighbor South Sudan. African Union mediators are pressing for compromise. So is the U.S. But neither nation has budged, and a leading opposition figure in Sudan says he expects full-fledged war. That could jeopardize oil from the region and the money it brings into the two nations. A prominent Pakistani militant commander was killed in an American drone strike at a house in North Waziristan. Badr Mansour had ties to Al-Qaeda as well as the Taliban. In Washington, the House passed a ban on insider trading by Congress. Only two congressmen voted against it. It's among the ethics rule changes President Obama demanded in his State of the Union address. Last week, the Senate approved a similar bill, but Times reporter Robert Pear says the lopsided votes mask disagreements over the details. Two new reactors were approved for a nuclear plant in Georgia. It was the first time the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has granted licenses for a new reactor since 1978. That was a year before the accident at Three Mile Island. The Georgia plant's owner was betting on getting the approval. It's already dug the foundation and begun laying pipes at the site near Augusta. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.